Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Module 4A of the Jumpstart Your Practice online program, brought to you by the Partners for Healthy Pets. In today's session, we are going to be discussing social media, reviewing the basics, and learning how to really make it work for you and your practice. So let's go ahead and get started. One big question you have to ask yourself is whether or not your demographic is present on social media. And many practices are wondering, is it just for kids, and are they representative of the market I'm trying to reach? Well, let's have a look at this graph and see who is actually using social media. The top line represents the percentage of under 30-year-olds using social media, and at 86% confirms that they are the most active users. This makes sense and is what we all suspect. But if we look closer at the over 50-year-olds, their use ranges from 26 to 47% and has doubled every other year. This means that even over 50-year-olds are active on social media. In short, members of every age demographic as a whole representing your target market are using social networking, so you should be too. That's all well and good, but how are people interacting with businesses per se on platforms like Facebook? This particular site has over 900 million active users, and 50% of whom log on each and every day. And as we have seen, social networking in the 50 plus range is growing rapidly. This makes seniors the fastest increasing digital demographic. Let's look at the use of Facebook in particular a little closer. The average user joins 10 business fan pages to show support for the brand to their friends. 33% of users are likely to do product and service research on Facebook. An amazing 51% of users are likely to buy a product from a business page that they follow. And finally, 68% of people are likely to buy a product recommended by a friend on Facebook. So as we can see, there's a lot of business activity on social media sites such as this, and highlights a great opportunity for practices to maximize on. So let's have a quick look at some evidence that social media works in the veterinary industry and why it is so important to be part of your client engagement mix. And this is Brenda, a practice manager from Indianapolis, who's very active in social media and has actually written a book on the topic. After implementing a well-conceived social media strategy, Brenda's practice was able to reduce their annual Yellow Pages spend from $24,000 to just $2,400, while increasing new clients by 29%. That's pretty fantastic. They also rolled out wellness plans through social media with a 50% enrollment rate. So as we can see, using social networking was a very effective client engagement tool. It allowed the practice to save significant amounts of money whilst increasing the client base. So one of the big issues with social media is that it's overwhelming. We've all heard of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and there's even new ones such as Google+ and Pinterest. But how do we know which one to focus our energies on? Well, the easy answer is to choose one and to do it well, instead of extending yourself in too many directions and not doing any effectively. So in order to choose which platform we should use, what do you think the criteria for that selection should be? Go ahead and write this down on your piece of paper right now. How do we choose what social media platform your practice should be using? I'm sure many of you wrote down to use the platform where the greatest number of your clients are interacting, and that is exactly right. And as we've seen from the data, this platform would be Facebook, and is therefore going to be the focus of this presentation. Although these principles do apply to all social media sites. Now let's launch into the ABCs of why your practice should be using social media, namely Facebook. So the letter A is for attracting new clients. Social media is a cost-effective method for increasing local visibility. This has a positive impact on both new clients who come across it naturally and on new client referrals as people virally see activity that their friends are engaged with on their pages and they become interested. Trust is transferable. And we all know this offline with word of mouth referrals, but it is even more so online. As we saw from the earlier statistics, 60% of Facebook users will recommend a business online, and 68% of people will buy as a result of that recommendation. And B is for becoming a leader. Practices that are not using social media are missing out on a crucial conversation amongst the most active and vocal pet owners, pet businesses, and pet organizations. As veterinarians, our passion is education, and we need to have a platform to disseminate these expertise. If you are not a presence on social media in your area, another entity is becoming the authority for this population, and you are missing out. As well as reaching out to your local pet-owning community, Facebook also gives you an opportunity to start a dialogue with other local pet businesses. If we recall Brenda from previous slides, the practice manager active in social media, as a direct result of her online efforts, her practice was able to generate 11 local news stories because reporters learned to turn to her when looking for a pet interest story. As she became a default resource, she also became a leader in her area. And finally, C is for continuing the conversation. Don't we all feel under pressure within the exam room to do so many different things? We have to listen to the client's story, take a proper history, establish a personal connection, examine the animal, develop differentials, devise a plan, and then off to the next client. It is becoming increasingly difficult to cultivate that all-important relationship with our clients, and is even more so in a practice with multiple vets. This is where social media comes in, as it is an indispensable tool for continuing that conversation. And this is especially true with your most engaged clients. I should acknowledge a fear that many clinics have, and that is, what happens when medical questions arise? Well, just like any phone call that we would receive in office, callers are always advised to book an appointment with the vet. Not only are we not expected to give this medical feedback, but indeed we cannot give it unless the animal is seen. If you take a brief look at this slide, you can see this process in action. Someone writes in with a specific question about a specific pet, and your editor would guide them to book an appointment. Now that we've seen why social media is important, let's move on to some common mistakes for you to avoid. Mistake number one is using a personal profile instead of a business page. Having a personal account represent a business or non-human entity is unfortunately against Facebook's terms of service and may result in your practice's efforts being erased. If your personal profile is closed down, you cannot simply, after the fact, transfer your followers to your new business page. This could mean a huge setback for your team, undoing all of the work that's gone into it. Here is an example of a personal versus a business page. As we can see here, there is a person's individual information, whereas here is a business's address. Here is a button for becoming a friend, and here is a button for liking the business. Two totally different things. You'll also note on the upper right side is a section for the business admin panel. Other than this, they look very similar, but in Facebook's eyes, they are two separate entities. Mistake number two is not promoting your Facebook business page offline. And what does this mean? Well, basically, the build it and they will come phenomena does not apply. You have to take an active role in getting people to your Facebook page, which includes creating a sign for your reception, creating a sign for your exam rooms, preparing an email newsletter update, writing a blog post, directing people to the page, adding your Facebook link to all client paperwork, etc. I would like to underscore that you have access to clients while they're physically in your clinic. So this is your opportunity to connect them to your online presence, letting them know that a good way to stay engaged with you is via social media. Check out the toolbox for your online promotion checklist that you can use to spread the word. And finally, mistake number three is not seeding your page. Another aspect of the build it and they will come notion is that if you just start speaking online, people will hear you. And this is unfortunately not the case. You have to actively go out and quote, seed the message, which means getting a presence on other businesses' pages who already have visibility in your niche. We do this by liking other pages and by commenting on other pages. Every time you like or comment on another business's page, you leave a little footprint, otherwise known as a link, back to your page. And these markers are what ultimately creates your network. This will bring people to your page to read your content and then to promote it. If you do not seed your message, you are essentially lecturing to an empty room with no impact. And this not only thwarts success, but it's also terribly frustrating. So we've looked at its relevance and covered some of the most common mistakes to avoid. Now let's turn our sights to the secrets of social media success. SECRET is actually an acronym, so go ahead and write the letters vertically on your piece of paper. S is for scheduling content 12 months in advance. Like with your blog, your schedule will be the engine of efficiency and consistency. Next is E for editor. Select a person within your practice that will schedule, proof, and post all the material for your page. Then there's C for comment, which corresponds with planting the seed on other businesses' pages. The more active we are in liking and commenting, the more visible your practice will be. And R, remember to add links back to your website. Links are an important component of your search engine rankings, and social media is a natural place to share links back to your website. It's easy to forget, but for example, when you write a new blog post, your editor should post a link to that post on your Facebook page. This not only will notify your followers of the post, but it will also add this valuable link back to your website. And E is to help us to remember to engage our followers. The more we do this, the greater our visibility. In the next module, I'll be sharing with you tips and tricks for getting the most out of your engagement efforts, like asking questions, launching contests, and other interactive fun stuff. And finally, we end with T for telling stories. Over and over again, when practices ask their followers what they would like to see on their Facebook page, invariably it's about pet interest. They want to know about cute client anecdotes, interesting things that happen in the clinic, and anything else regarding pets that make them feel connected. So as you can see, the secret isn't really a mystery. It's putting it all together that gives you a winning formula. Now let's jump into the L cubed of making social media work. We start with link, which we have to do because it is one of the indicators that Google uses for search engine rankings. So again, link from your Facebook page back to your website. And a great way to do this is through linking to your blog posts. Next is limit. We have to focus our social media involvement as a business to 1 to 2 hours per week. It's very easy to have social media become a time waster. But if you use the editorial schedule and calendar available as tools in the toolbox, you will be able to efficiently engage in these pursuits in an ROI-driven manner. And the all-important love. And this can mean a couple of things. Try to give back to your fans. And this is, of course, in the form of content, but also in the form of tangible benefits, such as specials or other promotions. This not only will reward your followers, but will also have a positive impact on the growth of your practice. So link, limit, and love to ensure that your social media is done efficiently and effectively. Okay, so the previous section was mostly theoretical. Now let's look how to implement things in a practical way. In order to understand how Facebook is used, let's look at a typical Facebook veterinary business page. A few things I'll highlight is here are the number of followers. This is where you'd actually post your content. And then we have the basic components of a Facebook page, such as the logo, the address, and the like button that someone would have to click in order to like your page. We also have photos, a map, and a welcome section, as well as recent posts by others following this veterinarian's Facebook page. So let's look at an example Facebook post. Here we see the name of the clinic, the date that it was posted, a picture corresponding to the topic, and an area for text that is generally in the form of numerous paragraphs. At the bottom, we see the ability for fans to like, comment, or share on this particular post. Someone would like the post if they wanted to express their approval, comment if they had something to say about it, and share if they wanted to make it viral amongst their friends. So now we're going to look at scheduling out your social media content, first using an editorial calendar so you can have ongoing Facebook posts to make this process efficient and consistent. Just as a note, all of the tools we will be reviewing are available in your resource toolbox. So here is the practice's editorial calendar. You should have already completed the section on blog articles, and now we're going to move on to social media content, which is this area here. So the key is to create a 6-month schedule in advance, and we are going to break down the 8 components for each month's content. First, we have a story, and in this example, it could be something like a pug that I recently saw who had swallowed a hoop earring. Next, we have a question. And in this example, it is, what is the strangest thing your dog has eaten? And this is designed to promote interaction. Next, there is a blog snippet. And this is essentially announcing that a blog article has been written on a related topic with a link back to that article, which is posted on your website. Then a related promotion. This is where the love comes in. Think of something you can offer your clients that is related to this month's theme. Add a funny picture, add a quote, and then we're on to our second blog article of the month. Again, this just links back to another post on your website. And now is your opportunity to highlight a local event. So to put this all into perspective, let's create an actual post. Here's your calendar on the right. Each of the bolded areas is a separate post that your editor will be putting on Facebook through the month. Exactly how to do this will become clearer when reviewing our next tool. But for now, back to the post. Let's post the question, what is the strangest thing your dog has eaten? In this box goes your content. Right now, we'll post the story of the pug who swallowed a hoop earring. So we've written the text, which would of course be several paragraphs long. And now we can add a photo by clicking here. Click post, and it will now be live. And there you have it. Now your clients will be able to like, comment, and share this pet interest story. And back to the editorial calendar, your homework is to create a 6-month schedule. It's best to theme your social media content around your blog topics. So if one of your articles was about fleas, some of the information in the social media section can correspond. On to the weekly social media checklist. In the last tool, we determined what content we wanted to use. Now we need to apply it in a systematic way, which we accomplish through the weekly editorial checklist. Pick 2 days in the work week. In this example, we use Tuesday and Thursday. On any given Tuesday, your editor will go into Facebook and like or comment on 3 other pages. They will also add 1 item from the social media schedule that we just covered. There are 4 Tuesdays and 4 Thursdays in every month, and 8 pieces of social media content in the schedule that you can use for each month. And finally, the editor will respond to all of the comments made by your followers. Then each Thursday for 30 minutes, the editor will comment or share on 3 different Facebook pages, add another item from the social media schedule, respond to all comments, and post any images that you've taken from the clinic. To recap, your editor is only spending 1 hour per week on Facebook because all of the back work has already been done through the use of the social media schedule. Now they just have to pick and choose which components to use rather than spending countless hours dreaming up new material every time. And the last piece of the puzzle is to promote your Facebook presence offline. Remember, if you're not actively driving people to your page, it will never be effective. Some techniques for getting people to join your Facebook page include creating a sign at your reception, creating a sign for your exam rooms, emailing a newsletter update about the launch or relaunch of your Facebook page, taking that same content and writing a blog post, and adding a sticky note at your reception so that your staff are telling every single client that walks through your door to join your page. So your homework is to apply this checklist to your practice in earnest and to incorporate the content development and time management strategies. And as a special bonus, we have created a number of posters that you can customize, print, and put around your practice, promoting your new Facebook page. So I hope you enjoyed today's session. Make sure you email any questions that you have, and I look forward to seeing you in the next module.